from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I already told Pope, bro. You might as well get away from me, bro.
Yeah.
And all love. Like, I would be so happy to compete against Poe, because that's my bro. And I would want Poe to punch me in my chin, because I respect him that much. But I want Poe to understand that we coming for that chin, too, respectfully. It's all passion and all love. I done seen you multiple times come down in that box, taking dude, you come on my side, Poe. I'm going to knock your head off, bro. And that's just snow.
Okay, Deion Dawkins, Jordan Poyer, new member of the Miami Dolphins. That's next week, though. What are we doing?
Yeah, getting ahead of ourselves here.
I don't hear anything about Kyler Murray in that clip. Next Thursday night. It's going to come fast.
Aren't there any? Yes, it is.
We waited forever for Sunday, right. And then it'll be like right back
out there. What do you mean
there's
another game in 2 days? Oh! Yeah, it's going to be us next Tuesday. Not really, but maybe some of us.
I wonder if there are trends, and it's maybe worth looking into early season road Thursday night versus mid or late. It just seems so rushed. Yeah. And, you know, it's the same calendar, even if it's December. But, man, like, you're just not in the groove yet.
Yeah.
And then, what, Tuesday you're flying to Miami?
Wednesday, I think they'll fly to Miami.
Wednesday,
yeah. But still, it's like, I know when we saw it, I've made this point at least once or twice here over the months since the schedule came out. Like, all right, well, at least you get that short week out of the way. But, yeah, you know, the downside is, you know, because you shouldn't be as banged up as you will be, you know, just cumulatively speaking, as the season goes on. It might get harder to turn around after a Sunday game and be ready for a Thursday. But the downside of that is, yeah, if you're still, you know, like the Bills, a lot of new moving parts. We're not really sure who's going to be doing what and who's going to be exactly good at what. You know, sort of a feeling out process. Boy, if you're struggling to find your groove, man, it's tough to play another game so quick after you just open the season. If you're still sort of in meetings going, like, no, what we need to do is this.
Like, and even though it's at night, it's still, like, oppressively hot and humid in Miami, so you have to adjust to that. Let's go to Andrew next. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hi.
Earlier, you guys were talking about the Baltimore Chiefs game and who to root for, and it kind of had me thinking about how, like, for the last 4 years, I was kind of always just rooting against the Chiefs for seeding because, you know, we got to get them in Buffalo for the playoffs instead of always going over there. But that didn't really work this time. So I'm kind of taking a different approach with the Chiefs this year. The Bills have never – they're always like the second team to play the Chiefs. You know, the Ravens and the Bengals have had the opportunity to play them more like further into the playoffs, which gives you, like, more odds of someone else knocking them out instead of it having to be your job. So I'm going to be kind of rooting for seeding such that, like, if the Bills are one, I would rather have the Chiefs be 3 than 4, which is kind of counterintuitive because you wouldn't see them until the championship game. Like, when Big Ben was around in Pittsburgh and, you know, they always had to deal with Brady, the years they actually got to the Super Bowl, they never had to see the Patriots in the playoffs because someone else was able to knock them out. So since we haven't been able to get past them, I'm sort of looking at options that might, you know, make it someone else's job to get past them rather than always.
Well, you know, you'd have to admit, Andrew, this point is not going up in the locker room. Absolutely. Right. How do we avoid Kansas City?
Right. But I feel you. Yeah, I feel you. I mean, they did see him in the AFC title game in 20, but still, the divisional round the other two times. Right.
If we have to, at least it's like further than the second round. Because the Bills play them better in the playoffs than most teams do, besides maybe the Bengals. But it just, you know, now the Bills are a team that gets ejected early because they always face the Chiefs earlier than everybody. And it's just, like, I think Ben only played Brady in the playoffs like one time or something, maybe two.
There was one year where New England went there. It was the 2004 year.
And Brady threw all over them. Yeah, it was the first time I felt like Brady was saying, oh, I'm just a game manager, watch this.
Yeah. When Roethlisberger was a rookie.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right.
Well, go ahead, finish up.
Yeah, like, why does it have to, it's always, Allen can't get past Mahomes. Well, maybe someone else can do it this time, and we'll get, like, Baltimore, Cincy, I think that's an easier road anyway, even though we lost to Cincy before. But.
Okay. Thanks, Andrew. It's probably not going to be how I line up this year, I as this season starts, I'm more just hopeful the Bills make the playoffs than I am assuming it. I think they're in a tougher spot for several kind of obvious reasons. The quality of the roster looks diminished. The schedule looks super tough. And, we're going to see again if they can get away with Aaron Rodgers being in their division like they did last year when the Jets went from the possibility of this, three-time MVP to instead the worst quarterback play you've ever seen. And they still won seven games because they are that good overall. That all adds up to me, like, probably this is what the Bills themselves would do. I'm not thinking about that yet. I can't. We'll go along and we'll see what the standings, how they take shape. But as it starts, the Bengals beat them too, right? It's also it's an easier point to convince others of, I think, if the Bills hadn't lost the game to Cincinnati. Not just have they lost to Kansas City.
Right.
But okay. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. I, looking at it that way, like thinking about seedings, it's just another opportunity to point out for me, you don't have to do it this way because the caller at one point there said, if the Bills are the one, right? I'm like, okay. I'm not thinking about that at all. I'm still relatively bullish because I'm not big on the Jets. I like the Bills, and I think they'll handle Miami. So I like them in the division, maybe with 10 or 11 wins only because the schedule's so tough. But I like them to get to the playoffs. I'm just not thinking about the one seed at all, which has been really the objective since they got good. I mean, even in 20, they came in behind. They didn't get the one. They obviously had to go to Kansas City to play the AFC title game, but they were like in a race for it. And from then on, after losing in Kansas City in that game, well, then obviously that's the stated goal. Let's get that game at home. It's not just get the Chiefs at home. Let's get the one so we're at home, period. And we play one fewer game, which is a far bigger benefit than having to go on the road, in my opinion. So, striving for that has been this time of the year, like, okay, tiebreakers and all of that. And we were talking earlier about the schedule and would you take in the first chunk of games. And I'm like, well, it's a bunch of AFC games there. And I'm still thinking about tiebreakers, but not for the one seed. I'm just thinking about tiebreakers for the rest of the seeding, whether I need it for the division or whatever it is. Cause I think if you're a 10 or 11 win team, there's a good chance you're going to need some, you'd want to have some help. To break a tie with someone else, whether it's at the wild card level or even, the two or the three or the four or whatever amongst division winners. The one to me just feels, I hate to say unattainable. It's, it's September 3rd here. And
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we don't get to decide all this until, you know, much later, but I'm one dude. I'm just not thinking about the one. I just think it's too tough a road.
The goal is what? You know, you have a team like Arizona, a lot of teams, this is easy. What is the goal? Get in. Making the playoffs would be the goal. For the Arizona Cardinals, for the Indianapolis Colts, for teams that are like kind of in the middle, maybe a little outside, their goal would be to make the playoffs. Other teams' goals could be even more modest than that. You know, get our rookie quarterback up and going and feel good about him going into year two. Denver, New England, teams like that. And then there are teams like the Bills where mostly their goals revolve around the playoffs. You know, winning the division would be my goal right now that I would state for them. They've done that 4 years in a row. The Bills in the 90s went to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row. They did not win the division those 4 years. They did three. But really, it's going to be hang in there. You know, hopefully you get your breaks. You don't have any worse injury luck. You get the same Josh Allen. McDermott is able to make the defense decent, if not great, you know, with the losses they've endured. And then you get in, and then you just make those kicks and win those games and get that one stop, you know, some tip pass, something like that. Because the caller's right. I think of Aaron Schatz all the time for this particular point he made about the Bills playing the Chiefs tougher in the playoffs than other teams. I think it's better. It's easier for me. It's what I choose to do. To not make the playoffs are not a different sport. You know, you have two teams. When Buffalo plays Kansas City, it's all out. It's important on different levels in the standings, you know, for optics, for pride. You don't get sort of a half effort from the Bills or the Chiefs just because it's only November. And then they do the same thing in January, and both teams also all in, full effort, you know, everything, nothing's spared. It's not a different sport. It's just that this is tough, you know, to accept maybe because it doesn't, you know, sports are about stories and you want to think there's some actual reason that the Chiefs have won those games and not the other games. I tend to not. It's just sort of like what happened. So if I thought the Bills had some particular flaw that kept them from winning those games and, you know, it's more glaring because they won the regular season meetings, you know, I would do something about it. But I don't know. What have they done that sort of reflects that? I don't know. It's just more of a broad point.
Yeah. But it ends up being that circles around to being a McDermott point. I think, like, what is he tight? Does the team feel tight? Do they not, you know, does he not go for it on fourth down like he would? And you got to go back to the AFC title game, which feels like a very long time ago now. For the last time, I remember being really upset about, overall in the game, him sort of turtling. I'm sure there are other examples of it, but I think he's done a decent job of getting that more right than I think you see a lot of guys in the league get it anyway. I don't think he's perfect. I don't know who is in that respect. But that's where I think you'd end up, right? If you're out there right now, as you were talking, I'm positive there were, I don't know how many people that listen to us on a regular basis thinking about, I don't have that coach. They've got Andy Reid, and he's ready to dust off some play that he hasn't run in 20 years in the Super Bowl, and everyone's like, all right, corn dog! And, like, it works for two touchdowns, and, like, that. Do I have that advantage somewhere? Like, maybe that's what I'm missing.
Well, that, to me, is fair. But it's not about playoffs versus regular season. It's about Andy Reid versus Sean McDermott and maybe almost every other coach in the league. Like in the Bills, in the regular season game, he threw a deep pass and then Travis Kelce lateraled with less than 2 minutes to go in the game. Like, you know, if that happened in the Super Bowl, it would fit perfectly to this idea that in the playoffs, he's not afraid. I think that's right. In the playoffs, he's not afraid. But I think it's more just sort of like the creativity of the man and the talent that they have with Mahomes and Kelce and sort of the freedom that that affords them whenever they're playing. But we know that they're not shy about running that stuff in the regular season. You know, jump passes and fourth tight ends and all kinds of
the
wacky
merry-go-round
stuff.
Merry-go-round thing in the huddle.
Exactly.
whatever the hell that
Ring
is.
Ring around the rosy.
Right.
Exactly. Like, that's their usual, that's their MO, right? Kansas City. Oh, it feels so good to get so close to these games, actual games.
I am really excited for Thursday. I really, it felt so good to be watching. You know, I made a crack about an eight-leg parlay from Saturday. It just felt like we're back, baby. Like it
you
just
felt
was,
alive again.
It really, really felt good to have all that back. I enjoyed the weekend a lot watching.
But you know, there's tonight first. Don't skip past this draft tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. My truck. I'm so inclined to just go home from work.
You might. Forget.
It's right on the way. I drive. I may just drive right. I probably won't. But there's a chance. A couple times today, I have gotten up to walk around and thought like, oh yeah, fantasy draft tonight.
Right. Yeah.
I gotta remind myself.
Me too. It's not because I couldn't have one. It's because it isn't out usually. It's
right,
in.
Right.
I was with family a lot this weekend, and I guess I have a reputation. And my niece plays fantasy football, Jenna. And she's like, so how many leagues? I'm like, oh, you know, I gave her an estimate. She's like, no, I want a number. So I counted.
Oh, boy. Yep.
Tonight is 235.
235.
Two are still going. Two others are still going.
Okay.
But this is 235.
And will this be the end of the
yes.
line then?
I think so. I mean, I don't know.
You're going to fly off to Vegas on a whim here for
that busy schedule?
For the
that busy schedule tomorrow morning when Underdog has like 17 different tournaments up for week one?
Right.
A little different, but 235.
That seems like a
lot.
My
family's proud of me.
Yeah. Mm.
They're all very proud. They all find me very well adjusted. And they think my life is complete. I can't even speak after saying it. You even saw me after I brought it up. I wanted to bring it up, but I didn't want to say the number.
Yeah. Well,
what were you thinking it would be? Lower?
I don't really know.
Didn't have a guess?
I don't know. I mean, I tease you about thousands, but I guess I've never really thought it could be that cumbersome.
I know a guy with thousands.
Wow, man.
What he does, some of these guys just auto-pick on purpose. They put their own rankings in. I'll get who I get. But I want to be in. I want to be in the tournament. It's like $5.
Yeah,
you know, you throw a few hundred bucks in. That's what these guys will do. And now they have 100 more teams. You know, in a given tournament like that. That's how you get to 2,000.
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't know what to say about 2,000.
Yeah.
I obviously don't know much to say about 235.
It'll be 2 for me tonight. 2.
And I'm in the other one too.
You're in the other one.
We're
too.
Partners in the other one.
That's right.
That's exciting. Ross Tucker at 5. Ross has a fantasy element to his podcast. John Daigle, whose name you may know, he's been on with us a few times, is Ross's fantasy guy this year. So that's a great get for Ross. Great for them both. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, back after this timeout on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.